Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After receiving the day's ministrations on your audio, turn to the video for the day's prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 12th day in May. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Day 12 carries strong scriptural and spiritual meaning. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus Christ, 12 gates of New Jerusalem, 12 foundations of the heavenly city, and 12 calendar months in a year. So 12 is not an ordinary figure. God will bring stability and divine alignment to everyone's life. Your life shall overflow with supernatural provisions. God will establish you spiritually, financially, and materially. You will walk in divine authority and favor. I see pasted on you in the spirit, in the place of prayer, boldly printed out, highly favored, pasted on you. Make this faith proclamation and declaration after me. Say it either quietly, gently, or loudly, depending on where you are there. Say with me, I am blessed and highly favored. I am lifted, connected, and divinely helped. I am chosen for greatness and marked out for distinction. I walk in overflowing grace and uncommon favor. Doors of opportunity shall open for me and my children. I shall not be stranded. Heaven will make a way for me. The hand of God rests mightily upon my life and family. I am fruitful in every good work. I will prosper in life. I carry divine wisdom, strength, and supernatural insight. I am victorious over every opposition and limitation. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will shine brighter and brighter with God's glory on me. Me and my children will keep shining and keep moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed and highly favored. You are lifted. I prophesy it shall be so. Do this, except you are a uniform person, security personnel, nurses, student, etc. If you are a freely dressed person, wear a cloth that has plain color today. Plain color, no other color whatsoever, if you can. But if you don't have it, no problem. Wear what you have. I prophesy spotless miracle. You will do simple things that will attract profit, progress, and approval. You are dressing simply today, yet you will be spotted out, singled out for favor. Say amen, I receive it. May 12th, born people, your birthday prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live to fulfill your God-destined purpose. God bless you and bless your new age. Happy birthday from all of us to all of you. Now, let's hit the ground running. First issue for treatment today. Sir, for some time now, I have not been able to receive the morning messages because my link liner has problems with his phone. Please, sir, how can I be connected? Wow. Now, listen to this. Two other ones similar or in relation to what you just said now. One, I have been on Telegram for almost 2 years now, and it has been very consistent. It has not failed once. Another person, good morning, Daddy. The complaints about not receiving Turning Point from Telegram for some days last week is true, because I also experienced it. However, I updated the Telegram app on my phone, and the issue was resolved. I advise anyone experiencing same issue to do so. Thank you, Daddy, for all you do for us. Wow, you see, let everyone have an issue receiving Telegram or TPGF channel do so. Finally, anyone having problem receiving Telegram should please contact our media director straight on +234 803 232 2276. Let him know your complaints follow the instruction that he will say to you, you will start receiving. You will be okay. Next, good morning, sir or ma. Please help me. Help me tell that the Femi Manuel, that the hall to be used in Abeokuta for the conference is called Baptist Conference Hall and not Baptist Convention Hall. In Baptist, anything that has to do with state is referred to as conference, while national is referred to as convention. Wow! I love my Baptist brethren on this platform. They are so concerned, so semantic. He said, for the state, it is called conference. For the nation, it's called convention. Wow, I take notice of that correction. Thank you so much. All TPGF members and listeners in and around Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, please join me for this great conference in the city of Abeokuta. It is this month, Friday, May 22, and Saturday, May 23, in the morning on Saturday. Telephone numbers for contact, details and more information on this conference, 0802-322-1646, 0817-0084869. If you have any of your loved ones in Abeokuta, encourage them to attend. Next, thank you, Daddy, for your advice. Myself and my wife, we see you in UK during the June conference. The Nigerian decision is for School of Nursing, which is 3 years, and not BSc Nursing, as both degrees are acceptable in UK with same salary banding. Secondly, as the other TPGM members advise, my wife, being my dependent, is not eligible for any student loan now. Besides, is still a loan, which means we will be paying back £60,000. In Nigeria, both our parents are there, and it's cheaper, £5,000 or less, for the whole 3 years. And she will visit during every holiday in order not to violate our UK visa rule of every 6 months. If we plan to go it Nigeria way, we'll let you know. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Thank you for following up. Yes, we shall see in June when I come over for the TPGF conference in UK in Manchester. That's June 19 and 20. Listeners in Nigeria and all other places with loved ones in London, UK, Europe, Manchester, and other cities, send a chat. Please encourage them to attend. Send a chat for details to Adeola on 074-111-28401 or Pastor Franklin on 079-178-97088. See you in Manchester in June. Next, good morning, Daddy and my brethren. I need your help. My husband said, Prophet, I told him that I'm the cause of his financial breakdown. He has been threatening me with separation. He's cheating on me and sometimes even go violent physically. I am tired of this maltreatment. He sometimes refuses to provide food. Dad, I am planning to move out so he can make progress. This has been going on for more than 3 years now. He doesn't listen to me or anyone. I have prayed and I reported to the family, the church elders too have been involved, but no change at all. But he has been keeping malice with me for up to 1 year now. Please help me, sir. Wow. Marital crisis again. A man is saying his wife is responsible for his financial crisis, superstition, and evil traditional belief of most black people. They leave the substance only to shade the shadows. This man in question, let's ask him, what is his skill? What career does he pursue? How good is he on his job? What is his product in the market? His goods and services? What is investments? None. And yet, it is the wife that is his problem. Well, woman, you married the wrong person. I'm sure you also did not even know what you wanted for yourself or wanted in marriage before you chose him. Well, engage spiritual warfare prayers as we have taught it here, so that the lying spirit suggesting evil to him will leave him. However, If it's threatening your life, out of frustration, run for your dear life. Listeners, we'll be more on this tomorrow. Rebroadcast it to your contact. Today is our fasting day. Every Tuesday is our day of waiting on the Lord in fasting. All day, if you can, fast all days. But if you cannot, you can break your fast by 2 p.m. If you don't have the strength to continue it all day. Pregnant women and senior citizens, you are exempted. Then those that are on early morning medication, take a little thing so that you can use your drug and then continue with us in the fasting. Our special seed for this month is seed 5555. As many fives as you can send. Don't compromise on your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Then battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, and the other seed. Battle seed especially. When you put battle seed behind your warfare prayers, God takes the battles off your hand. Engage these things. They work wonders. Open your hand for the final phase of the prayers. By grace of God, we multiply God's goodness and mercy over your life. Doors you have been knocking will open. You will have good news from your children, from your place of work, from your siblings, from your investment. God will give you supernatural ideas to move forward. Never will anyone connected come down. The anointing power on this commission will be manifesting in you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.